Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 26, 2017. How do we feel the Creator's revelation? Question: how is the revelation of the Creator felt? Is it in a couple or in a group? Answer: the revelation of the Creator is felt in an absolutely private, individual way. It is never in a couple or in a group. It is the revelation of the relationship between a person and the Creator. A person's relationship in a couple or a group are only the means for the revelation of the Creator to the individual. Question: how can we describe the revelation of the Creator? Answer: as an infinite, eternal sea of warm feelings. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, December 11, 2016. Haaretz, how Trump can drain the swamp. In my regular column in Haaretz, my new article, How Trump Can Drain the Swamp. So far, Trump's been a fighter, but draining the swamp and making America great will take a miracle, uniting the United States. To no one's surprise, even President Trump's April 7th missile attack on the Syrian airbase, whose planes apparently dropped sarin gas bombs on civilians just 3 days prior, was met with criticism from the neoliberal media. Nevertheless, the general feeling is that a military response was in order. Terror struck Sweden just weeks after Carl Bildt, former Swedish PM, mocked the president following his implication that immigrants perpetrated a terror attack in Sweden, tweeting, "Sweden? Terror attack? What has he been smoking?" Now, after an illegal immigrant killed 4 people and injured 15 in a truck ramming attack in downtown Stockholm, the current Swedish PM declared that Sweden will never go back to the days of mass migration. Finally, despite months of derision at Trump's insistence that the Obama administration spied on him and his advisers prior to the election, Bloomberg's Eli Lake has revealed that Susan Rice, former national security adviser to Barack Obama, did precisely that. In conclusion, I agree with former Vice President Joe Biden, who said last month that President Trump deserves a chance to lead the country. Keys to going forward: to drain the swamp, as the president likes to refer to his intention to clean up the mess left by his predecessor, Trump must first dry up the streams that feed it. In the case of American society, they are divisiveness, mistrust, and alienation. The Obama administration, which many expected to heal America's wounds of racism, has produced the exact opposite. It was one of the most divisive periods that the U.S. has seen since the end of World War II, if not before. The election of Donald Trump brought these rifts to the surface, but it did not create them. Throughout the American society, accelerated marginalization is occurring and the center is quickly shrinking on both sides of the political map. To clean it all up, Trump will need to find a way to help American society coalesce into a society with a common agenda, common goals, and common agreement on what is good for the country. Currently, the tensions are so high that if Trump fails, the next president might have to tackle such problems as states declaring political independence from the central government, rampant violent clashes between police and civilians, and other problems more characteristic of third world countries than of the leader of the free world. The president has already begun to move toward easing tensions. Steps such as providing historically black colleges and universities a long-awaited boost as he looks to outdo his predecessors, including the nation's first African-American president, can earn him points, but they will not produce cohesion or solidarity in America unless they are part of an inclusive strategy of connection. A business-like approach. One of the president's main assets is his business-like approach to governance. He is willing to make changes to both policy and personnel. Since he is already looking for ideas for improved governance, I would consider building the cabinet from people who are committed to connecting the entirety of the American people, rather than to promoting a specific political or sectoral agenda. The cabinet should adopt a positive and proactive approach that regards problems as indicators of social disunity rather than as isolated crises. The mode of work should resemble that of a healthy family. It has to prioritize, yet without leaving any family members behind. If Trump's administration comes to view the American people in this way, there is no doubt America will be great again. The Jewish angle. As with any administration in the last several decades, Donald Trump's cabinet is rife with Jews. People often think that Jews use financial power to pave their way to the top. But viewing their success as a mere offshoot of wealth misses the key strength of Jews. Jews are at the top primarily because they are great connectors. Their ability to connect people to people gives them clout in every system. The problem is that political leaders tend to use this unique skill to promote a partisan agenda. Trump will set a precedent if he uses them in order to promote an all-American agenda of unity. There is a good reason why Jews excel at connecting people. They are the only nation in the world with an official birthday. The Torah writes that on the 6th of the Hebrew month of Sivan, 2488 on the Hebrew calendar, 1272 BC, the Jewish people was pronounced. The prerequisite for the declaration of the Jewish people was that they unite as one man with one heart. Since that momentous event, the rise and fall of the Jewish people has depended on their level of dedication to the principle of unity. In the centuries following their inauguration, the Jews endured countless internal conflicts. They overcame them by applying the law that King Solomon succinctly worded, "Hate stirs strife, and love covers all crimes," Prof. 10, 12. Around the beginning of the Common Era, they lost their ability to cover their hatred with love, and the alienation between them evolved into such hatred that it brought upon them the exile from the land of Israel and the ruin of the temple. The Talmud, Masechet Yoma, states this very clearly: the second temple. Why was it ruined? Because there was unfounded hatred in it. Following the ruin of the temple and the exile from the land of Israel, Jews remained experts in connection, but they no longer wanted to connect the nation as one man with one heart. Instead, they used the skill they had honed for centuries to promote the interests of their coteries. Political success requires good connections. As a result, politicians have always employed Jewish advisors, usually under the derogatory title, court Jew. Just recently, Jonathan Levi of The Forward asked, "Is Jared Kushner the court Jew of Donald Trump's realm? Making America great again. Draining the swamp will require Jews in Donald Trump's administration to work differently than in all previous administrations. To succeed, America must be a united nation. Trump needs to require that first and foremost, the Jews facilitate connections and rapport among themselves on both sides of the political map. Subsequently, they must extend that amity to the rest of the nation. If the Jews, who are in key positions in both parties, establish trust and understanding among themselves, it will facilitate a reconciliation process with the Democratic Party and the possibility to establish a government that enjoys the full support of Congress. The longer Trump waits, the harder it will be for him to operate, as divisive forces such as Barack Obama, John McCain, and Bernie Sanders grow stronger through the relentless push of neoliberal news media, which encompass nearly all major networks including, to a degree, Fox News. Typically, advisors to the president suggest in which direction to lead the country and how to bring it there. But Donald Trump is not your ordinary president. He is a businesslike leader who determines how he wants his advisors to help him. If he is smart, he will tell them to draw up a roadmap leading from the current partisanship to trust, cooperation, and eventual cohesion of the American society and the political establishment. This will make America not only great, but also a role model for all other nations, a light unto nations, if you will. Implementing a plan of this nature will drain the swamp for certain, and will guarantee America's future of safety, peace, and world leadership. My thoughts on Twitter. the 25th of April 2017. Elections everywhere lead to equal results, indicating society has finished developing. Next, we either rise or fall. French election. Macron will only delay solution to Euro problems. They can only be solved with true unification, that is educating all Europeans. Europe election Francais, concern like it's the world's capital. So will be with EU election until a unified government is born. By observing the law of love thy neighbor, Jews lead the world to its next degree, or the world rises up against them with a holocaust. He hired Balaam to curse you, Torah. Ketetsi, 2305, media are screaming about Trump's falling ratings. Just like during the election. Jews are destined to teach the world to unite above the ego that is man's nature. And nature is reacting to their disobedience holocaust. International Day of Youth Solidarity, in the absence of a unified education system, youth doesn't feel like a special group in the world. Musicians everywhere are calling on Radiohead to cancel their tour of Israel. The cause is contradictory relationships among Jews. France election, concern like it's the world's capital. So will be with EU election until a unified government is born. Only by aspiring to observe nature's law of love thy neighbor do we Jews tell the Creator, never again. Holocaust Remembrance Day. The Torah warns us of nature's laws and the consequences of breaking them. We must remember and not repeat. A Science Day proposition, until we correct the ego, let's leave only the knowledge that brings clear benefit to humanity. A falling Europe will drag down the whole world. Until we realize that the ego is the cause of society's demise, and Kabbalah is the remedy. Earth Day. To clean up the planet, we must clean ourselves of the ego. Only then we will stop falling. Ask me how to do that. Discovering Ein Sof. Question: does the wisdom of Kabbalah help a person to be creative? Answer: the wisdom of Kabbalah develops a person, even though it seems to us that it limits him. He simply sinks deeper into himself. And so it seems to us that he is apparently limited. He locks on to something specific and aims toward one thing. The wisdom of Kabbalah prepares a person for a breakthrough to the spiritual world, and after the breakthrough, Ein Sof, infinity, is revealed to him. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, December 11, 2016. The specificity of women's work. Question: although we women actively work in the tens, awaken each other, without which it seems like something important is missing, at the same time, we are far from constantly dedicating ourselves to the benefit of the friends. How can we come to the importance of this work and live by it? How can we acquire this sensitivity? How do I come to the fear that the Creator will leave me? Not because I won't be able to work in order to feel good, but because I won't be able to become like him. Answer: the specificity of women's spiritual work is also in the fact that she completely requires the men's group and support. This relates to the stage before the maxim is acquired. After that, a person's soul will teach him. Controlling our feelings and emotions. Question: is it important to learn to control one's feelings and emotions in spirituality? Answer: controlling one's feelings and emotions is a precondition to a person's spiritual advancement. But it does not happen the way it does in our world. In the corporeal world, it seems to a person that he does everything by himself. The moment he begins to attain spiritual degrees, he sees that he cannot manage himself in any way. The wisdom of Kabbalah immediately shows a person to what extent he is a rag, as my teacher used to say, and does not control himself. The only thing he can do is summon the upper light with the help of a well-organized environment, which means to summon the special force that will change his desires. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 21st of August 2016. the annihilation of Aleppo. In the news, Huffington Post, if ever there was a conflict in desperate need of intervention by the United Nations, Syria today is it. The five-year civil war has already claimed nearly 500,000 lives and driven over 11 million from their homes, leading to a horrific humanitarian disaster across the region. The Assad regime has used chemical weapons on its own people, and its forces have flagrantly violated the recent ceasefire. With the escalation of Syrian and Russian airstrikes on civilians in Aleppo, and a potential ground invasion by regime forces, the region is descending deeper into chaos. And due to Russia's involvement in the Syrian crisis, diplomatic relations between the world's two nuclear superpowers – the US and Russia – have dangerously deteriorated. Question: is there a way to stop this? Answer: what can be done when the UN itself is not lifting a finger and neither are Europe or the United States? Nobody is doing anything. Everyone is watching calmly, adding fuel to the fire and supplying weapons to all sides instead of signing a memorandum that would prohibit the supplying of weapons. The city has become rubble reminiscent of the last days of Pompeii. Question: in the future will there be empathy between one person and another? Answer: there won't be, and especially not between the Shiites and the Sunnis. Moreover, these are battles between Arabs and Arabs. Imagine what would happen if this were not about Shiites and Sunnis, but Arabs and Jews. The Arabs, with such weight, would conquer Israel. After that, nothing would remain to be done. Question: do you think that the world would remain silent in this case? Answer: the world would help everyone except the Jews. We saw this during the Second World War. So we need to understand that what is happening in Syria and in the world is also the fault of the Jews. Because we are not bringing the method for the unification of people to the world, they cannot unite. It is up to us, the people of Israel, to understand it depends on us to calm the world, its rise to a good, correct, and properly united state. Only we have the method of unity for all the nations of the world, and it is up to us to take this upon ourselves, understanding that we are responsible for the present situation and that we must invite humanity to follow the method for unification. As soon as we begin to apply it to ourselves, the world will immediately feel calm, will turn in our direction, and will be amazed, what are the Jews doing that it is suddenly calmer and better for us? As they now blame the Jews for all of their problems, they will suddenly begin to say, what did the Jews do so that now there is peace? As soon as we begin to do good, the nations of the world will immediately turn their faces toward us and begin to help us. Question: on Facebook they call you a science fiction and fantasy storyteller. People consider it unrealistic for changes to happen in the world or that the Jewish people will change. They write, it would be good if it were to happen that way. But is it possible? Answer: if it doesn't happen, then we will devour each other and watch depictions of lawlessness. This is still happening outside of our borders, but this is only up to a certain point. From CAB TV's News with Michael Leitman, the 14th of December 2016. To see a new world. Torah, Deuteronomy 20:16-20:17, however, of these people's cities, which the Lord, your God, gives you as an inheritance, you shall not allow any soul to live. Rather, you shall utterly destroy them, the Hittites, and the Amorites, the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, as the Lord, your God, has commanded you. A person is a small world, and everything that is written in the Torah speaks about his internal correction. Therefore, while striving to unite in order to reveal the Creator, I conquer the rest of the nations and their cities, meaning opposite desires, for the purpose of their further correction. I must correct all my egoistic qualities, my egoistic attitude toward others, hatred, envy, and so on. The difference between how horrible they were before the correction and the way they became after it turns into a new sensory organ in which I begin to feel the new state that is called my new world. I begin to see the world differently than before, in the independent, corrected, and altruistic state, in the quality of bestowal and love. Naturally, in doing so, I don't leave any of my former desires and qualities that were filling me previously alive. I transform them into the opposite ones, into bestowal. This means, not to allow any soul to live. Thus, Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites are the key egoistic desires that exist in every person and they need to be corrected. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, the 21st of September 2016.